Hi, this is Tony Lofts from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hi, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome to the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Are you building a party plan type of business? And have you ever wondered how you can take that type of business online so you don't need to leave your home constantly to do parties? That's our topic for today's show. People often ask, what can a blog do for your business? What is content creation? How does one really attract leads online to their network marketing or party plan business? All of this and more is covered in my Inner Circle Coaching, and you can get the details at jackieelmer.com/coach. You know, on today's show, I want to give a special thanks to Sean Duffy for her amazing email to me. I had asked the question of my community, what's the one thing holding you back? And Sean answered, I wouldn't say that there's anything holding me back. So that's the good news. There are a lot of things to learn and get in order, but I am just taking it one day at a time and committing to tackle at least one thing a day. I just want to tell you that I'm so grateful for you and the information you've shared through your Profit in Your PJs report and MLM, the internet, and you. I've been trying to figure out how to be successful online, and your info was the missing piece of the puzzle for me. I can imagine it has done the same for many others as well. I hope this message finds you well, and again, thanks so much for your help, Sean Duffy. And thank you so much, Sean, for letting me know that. I appreciate it. You can get Profit in Your PJs over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my free report, and you can find MLM, the internet, and you at jackieelmer.com/MI. Why? Now for today's network marketing question, and that is, I'm not making any money and I want to take my party plan business online. And thanks to Indira for emailing me that question. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Well, here's my answer to that. I believe that any business can be built online, and there are some things to keep in mind when it comes to party plan. First, remember that with party plan, you're typically responsible for a fairly large monthly personal sales volume and sales quota. So you've got to actually be making sales yourself. It's not typically an auto ship type of situation where you can do personal consumption as with more traditional network marketing businesses. So there are some differences between the two business structures that you need to be aware of. So you need to keep that in mind as you're transitioning online. You've got to be keeping that monthly sales volume up, and you won't necessarily find customers right away. So what you may want to do first and foremost as you take it online is begin to promote your own sales first. So what you want to do first and foremost, you want to look at your product and determine your target audience. Nothing any different there, right? What is the product that you're selling? Because party plan typically focuses on product sales first and sponsoring second, we're going to start with that product that you're marketing and determining who that target audience is and where they're going to be online. Where are you going to go to find them? Whether it be LinkedIn, Facebook, groups and pages, different forums, where are people who are perfect for your product hanging out? And remember, like I always say, oh, don't say, well, everyone's perfect for my product. Everyone may be perfect for your product, but everyone won't be. And the more you can niche it down and really determine who that target audience is, the better you're going to do. So where are your best customers going to be online? Now, with Google Hangouts these days, that's just a simple free resource. There are lots of others, but I'm just going to go with that one. That's a great platform to host virtual parties. You can have more than one host, if you will, more than one person speaking on the line. So it could be you and your online host, whoever your hostess is who's hosting the party. You can do screen sharing. There's all different type things that you can do. The biggest thing to keep in mind, though, you don't want to try to recreate your offline party because your offline party is typically too long. You want to keep it to around 30 minutes, maybe 45 if at all possible. So you're going to have to take a look at what your offline platform is for your party and figure out how to do that online. You're going to welcome people, you're going to share a short story, introduce the hostess, or if you have a hostess, probably she would kick it off, he or she would kick it off, introduce you, you would share your short story, and you'd get right into introducing the catalog, the featured products, and really stressing what the benefits of these are. Now, you're going to want to incorporate also the same things like your opportunity commercial and your letting people know what your hostess will be getting and really promoting that so that you can book future parties and potentially sign up team members from your efforts with your online party. So you want to know what your objectives are as you're going through and you're creating your online party format. Of course, those objectives really don't change whether it's online or offline. You want to sell product, you want to create customers, you want to create interest, and you certainly want to sponsor others and get more party bookings. So figure out how you're going to incorporate that based on your offline platform. Just make it a little more short and snappy and really pack some punch online. Then your next steps are going to be to find those virtual hostesses. That goes back to who your target audience is, finding those people and reaching out to them. And don't be afraid to say, gosh, you mentioned this, you mentioned that, whatever it is that's in alignment with your products. I'm just wondering if you might want to earn some free product and sponsor an online party for me. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask, but when you're doing that, remember that you always want to create the win-win. Your potential host or hostess is always asking, what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? So you need to lead with that first and foremost. It has to be beyond doing you a favor or anything like that. Now, once you get those hostesses committed, remember, you've still got to coach them, and you've got to coach them properly, just like offline. They're going to have to go through the same type things to get people to the virtual party, but there's a lot of benefits that go into that for both the hostess and the attendees. And just remember, as much as anything, keep it consistent and know that you're going to grow it over time, and it will grow if you stay consistent with it. People are busy today, and yet they want great products and they want free products. A solid 30-minute event can create great sales and team member signups when they see how easy it is to literally run it from their home. Some of the selling points for your hostesses: no cleaning the house, no providing snacks, getting the family out of the house or any of that, just a fun time online, and people love the technology and the ease of it, and of course the ability for your hostesses to earn some great free products. Now, these are the selling features for the guests as well. They don't have to leave their house. They don't have to schedule daycare. They don't have to do any of that. They can just hop online. And with Google Hangouts, you can actually record it and it'll upload right to your YouTube channel. And you can go back in and share it kind of like people do. You know, you can run like a catalog type party or typically where you get the information to those people who are interested who can't actually make the live event. All right. So you can find show notes over at jackiealmer.com/QA072. And if the show's helped you, tweet me at Jackie Almer. And if you have a question for the show, add the hashtag Ask Jackie. Or you can ask them over at jackiealmer.com/question2. If you don't have my Profit in Your PJs report, 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing or party plan business online, grab that free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. And don't forget my Inner Circle coaching, jackiealmer.com/coach. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business.